الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حاميم والكتاب المبين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين وقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم إلى آخر الآية. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama-i kiram, brothers and elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the ayat and the hadith which I have recited in the khutbah, there is mention of a few very significant and auspicious months. Such months which we have recently experienced, we are experiencing, and soon by the will of Allah Ta'ala, we will experience. These are the months of Rajab, Sha'ban, and the Mubarak month of Ramadan. When the month of Rajab used to commence, our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to recite a very beautiful dua. Rasulullah used to recite, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. The meaning of which is, O Allah, bless us and grant us barakah in the months of Rajab and Sha'ban, and make us reach safely and experience the Mubarak and beautiful month of Ramadan. So from this dua we can see what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's focus and what his goal was, what his objective was, to reach the Mubarak month of Ramadan and to attain from its barakah and blessings. As soon as the month of Rajab came, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed concern and started getting more serious in his ibadat to prepare for the Mubarak month of Ramadan. With regard to the month of Rajab, Allah Ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا, that verily the count of the months by and according to Allah Ta'ala is 12 months. Then Allah Ta'ala further mentions, فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةُ الْحُرُمِ, that these 12 months were stipulated by Allah Ta'ala since the inception of creation. Since Allah Ta'ala created the skies and the earth, Allah Ta'ala stipulated 12 months, and from amongst these 12 months, four are known as Ashhurul Hurum, the sacred months. There are four very sacred months from amongst these 12 months. So what are these 4 months? We come to know of these 4 months from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In the Hajj of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned regarding the 12 months, and he mentions that there are four sacred months, three of which are mutawaliyat, which are close to each other, consecutive months. Those are the months of Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, and the month of Muharram. So three consecutive months. And the fourth sacred month, which are not connected to these months or further away from these months, is the month of Rajab of Mudar. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, and he gave it the name, he mentioned it by the name of Rajab of Mudar. Now why was it given the name of Rajab of Mudar? Mudar was a tribe from the tribe of the Arabs. And in the time of Jahiliyyah, when the Arabs were extremely ignorant and they committed different types of atrocities and sins and different types of evil, and from amongst the evil and sins that they committed, one was when it came to the months, because with regard to these 4 months, they also revered it and regarded it as sacred. But when it came to the months of Dhulqa'dah, Dhulhijjah, Muharram, and Rajab. These months, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that committing evil in these months is even greater than committing evil in the other months. And war wasn't allowed in these months. But what the Arabs used to do was they used to change the months around. So for instance, if it is Jumad al-Thani or Jumad al-Ukhra and they want to fight a war, the next month being Rajab, so what they'll do is they say this year Rajab will be in a different month and we'll bring another month forward in its place. For example, they bring Shawwal after Jumad al-Thani and Rajab will be in Shawwal's place. And this was a major crime and evil sin. So just to get what they wanted, they used to change the months around. Even though by Allah Ta'ala it was still Rajab, only the name changed, but they used to commit this evil. And the tribe of Mudhar abstained from this, and they regarded the months as sacred and they didn't change and interfere with the months. So that's why this month, Rajab, is also called Rajab of Mudhar. Now when it comes to the month of Rajab, we have just concluded the month of Rajab, we entered the month of Sha'aban. But this month was deemed sacred by Allah Ta'ala Himself. It wasn't because of any incident that took place, example the Mi'raj, that this month gained its sanctity. This month, when Allah Ta'ala created the skies and the earth, that's when Allah Ta'ala deemed it as sacred. So, Mi'raj taking place in the month of Rajab, Allah Ta'ala knows best why it happened, but that doesn't make the month sacred. The month was sacred before that. Then, with regards to the month of Sha'aban, this is also a very Mubarak month and a sacred month. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reported regarding Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that outside the month of Ramadan, he never fasts in any other month more than the month of Sha'aban. Why? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was spiritually exercising and getting himself ready for the month of Ramadan. So the month of Sha'aban, in it, there's also a special night and an auspicious occasion which we'll be experiencing very soon within the next 2 weeks. This night, there are many different ahadith which speak about its virtue and its significance. And this night is known as Shab-e Barat or Laylatul Bara'ah. Now Barat or Bara'ah means emancipation or freedom. And Shab or Layla means night. So it translates that Laylatul Bara'ah translates as the night of freedom or the night of emancipation. From what? From the fire of Jahannam. Because in this night, Allah Ta'ala frees millions and millions of souls that were destined to Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala frees them on this night. So this is regarding the month of Sha'aban and the auspicious night of Laylatul Bara'ah. In a believer's life, Allah Ta'ala has given us certain occasions like the night of Bara'ah and Laylatul Qadr, in which we can attain and receive Allah Ta'ala's blessings and attain His forgiveness. One of the reasons why Allah Ta'ala has given us specifically this ummah these specific and special occasions is because if we have to compare our ummah to the previous ummah and we compare specifically our lifespan to their lifespan, there's a great difference. The previous ummah lived for hundreds and thousands of years. Nabi Allah Ta'ala mentions regarding Nuh alayhi salam that he gave dawah to his people, he called his people for 1,050 years, means 950 years he called his people. So we can understand that their lifespan was much greater. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said regarding our lifespan that the average is between 60 to 70 years. If we have to really consider and calculate how much can you do from 60 to 70 and compare that to hundreds and thousands of years. So if we calculate it and just say, for example, a person lives for 70 years. The first 10 years of the person's life he's being brought up, he's being nourished and playing around. So we can't count those first 10 years. A person will be left with 60 years. From those 60 years, an average a person sleeps is about 8 hours. So if we take out those 8 hours from the day, one third of the day gone, 20 years of a person's life is gone in sleeping. Then a person spends another 8 hours in school, university, or working. So that's another one third of the day, another 20 years of the person's life gone. So we just left with 20 years. From that 20 years even, a person has to eat, has to travel up and down. Nowadays we spend wasting time on social media. So just say another 6 hours is gone from those 8 hours. So a person is left with 2 hours in the day, which makes it 5 years of his life. 5 years of his life, he has free time. And what is this 5 years going to be used for? He has to use his 5 years if a person has to pass away today and Qiyamah is another 1,000 years time, for example. So this person has to use 5 years in a correct way, building up and doing good a'mal, which has to last him 1,000 years in the qabr alone, and after that forever and ever in the akhirah. So we can see we have very, very, very short time, and compared to the previous ummah, our time is even shorter. So that's why Allah Ta'ala has given us the special occasions in which we can maximize and use this time to gain benefits which the previous ummahs never get. For example, the night of Qadr, which is equivalent to the worship of more than 80 years. So if we maximize on this time, we can get the benefit of at least a few hundred years. So with regard to the virtue and the benefit and the significance of the Laylatul Bara'ah, night of Bara'ah, there's a hadith reported from Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. She mentioned that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was performing tahajjud salah. And while he was performing his tahajjud salah, he performed a lengthy and long sajda, such that she became worried and fearful that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not moving. I'm not sure, maybe he passed away. So to check whether he was still alive, she took her finger gently and touched him. And he made a slight movement, so she knew he was still alive. And she said that in the sajda, she could hear Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam repeatedly saying this dua, أَعُوذُ بِعَفْوِكَ مِنْ عِقَابِكَ, that, O Allah, I seek protection in your forgiveness from your punishment. وَأَعُوذُ بِرِضَاكَ مِنْ سَخَطِكَ, and I seek protection in your happiness from your anger. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْك, and I seek protection from you in you. لَا أُحْسِي ثَنَاءً I am not able to praise you the way you praise yourself and you glorify yourself. So after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam concluded his salah, he turned to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha and he asked Hazrat Aisha that, "Oh Aisha, do you think that the Prophet of Allah Ta'ala will betray you?" So she said, "No, Prophet of Allah, I was just concerned because your sajda was very lengthy and I wasn't sure if Malakul Maut had taken your soul away because there was no movement." Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam further mentions and asks her, "Oh Aisha, do you know what night this is?" She replies, "Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam," that Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul know best. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that this is the night of the middle of Sha'ban, meaning the 15th night of Sha'ban. And in this night, Allah Ta'ala looks upon the people and whoever is seeking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala forgives them. Whoever is asking for mercy from Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala grants mercy on them. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions that except the person that harbors ill feelings and hatred to others. In another hadith, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that on the 15th night of Sha'ban, Allah Ta'ala sends down His special barakat and rahmah, which descends to the first heaven and to the lowest heaven. And on this night, Allah Ta'ala forgives so many people, the amount more than the fibers of the sheep of the Banu Kalb tribe. And the Banu Kalb tribe was known to have many sheep. So it means that millions and millions of people are forgiven on this night, the night of Bara'ah. A question might come in our heads that what's the difference between this night, and there's an authentic hadith regarding that Allah Ta'ala sends down His special mercy every night. At the time of the Hajj, the mercy of Allah Ta'ala descends to the lowest heaven. So what's the difference between those nights and this night? The difference between this night is that the mercy and the barakat of Allah Ta'ala descends from the time of after Salatul Maghrib. So maybe it's descending every night, but how many of us are sleeping at that time? On this night, we have the opportunity to gain from this. And in another hadith, which is addition to this hadith, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, she mentions that Allah Ta'ala forgives more people than the fibers of the sheep of Banu Kalb, except a few categories of people. So they are not forgiven on this night. The first is the mushrik, a person that ascribes partners to Allah Ta'ala. The second is the mushahin, the person who harbors ill feelings and hatred towards other people. Then another category is the one who breaks and severs family ties. So a person not speaking to his brother or not speaking to another family member, such a person is deprived from the rahmat and mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Another person is the one who drags and lowers his garment below his ankles is a sign of pride. That person is not forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. And the person who is habitual of drinking alcohol and wine. So these categories, if we fall under any of these categories, not the last one inshallah, none of us drink alcohol or wine, but the other categories, we should try and rectify ourselves and correct the relationships that we have with people that are severed before the night of Bara'ah. Then, when it comes to the month of Ramadan, we all know this is a Mubarak month. We all know its virtues and its significance. The virtues and the significance of the month of Ramadan are innumerable. We cannot even count them. Each second and each moment of Ramadan is blessed and Mubarak. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, months before, and the pious predecessors used to spend months before the month of Ramadan, preparing for the month of Ramadan, getting into practice for the month of Ramadan. We can think of the month of Ramadan as, for example, a big sale going on. A certain store or shop has a 75% sale. How the people will make preparation and rush towards that? People will sleep and sit hours and hours the night before waiting for the shop to open so they can grab and take as much as they can. So the month of Ramadan, there's also a big sale going on. And the sale is, if a person has to perform one nafil act of ibadat, the person receives the reward of a fard. And if a person has to perform one fard act, that fard act is multiplied 70 times. So this is also a sale. Maybe you're not getting any decreasing, but you're getting increasing this type of sale. So we should try and maximize and make most of this month of Ramadan, because we're not sure if this could be our last. How many people last year were with us and this year they're no longer here? And if we get the opportunity to witness the month of Ramadan, we should make a fervent effort to try and maximize ourselves and maximize the benefits that we can take from the month of Ramadan. How should we do this? If, for example, our salahs are not in order, we should start performing salah with jamaat in the masjid, even before the month of Ramadan. Because if a person makes intention now, and the person doesn't witness the month of Ramadan, the person will still receive those actions as if he performed it. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ, that actions are based upon intentions, true intentions. And we should increase our tilawat because the month of Ramadan is the month of Quran. The Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan. We shouldn't do this in a haphazard way because a person can start reading tilawat when Ramadan enters, everyone has a spiritual high. So it mustn't become that a person starts reading, for example, tilawat, and first day he reads two paras, second day two paras, then suddenly he realizes and work gets the better of him or responsibilities, then he drops it slowly to one para. And then as time goes on, he missed a few days and eventually he won't even make a khatam. So the most beneficial thing that each of us can do is we should make a timetable. Not a timetable like how you have in school, a formal timetable, but in our minds, we should have certain times allocated for certain things. So for example, a person will be waking up for sehri, wake up a few minutes early, and minimum we can read is two rakats of tahajjud and make dua. Then partake of our sehri, and thereafter there will be time between after sehri and fajr salah. It'll take only a few minutes, 5 or 6 minutes, to read one quarter of the Quran. And like this, we don't have to do much after that. Zuhr time, a few minutes before Zuhr Salah, we can read another quarter of the Quran. And after Zuhr Salah, if we have some free time, we can read 100 Durood Sharif, 100 Istighfar. Before Asr Salah, another one quarter of the Quran. And if we have time after Asr Salah, we can make some Durood Sharif, 100 Durood Sharif, 100 Istighfar. And before the Maghrib Salah, we can read another quarter para. So in this way, if we have the timetable set, each person can judge according to their time and how much free time they have. But this is just an example. So if we carry on in this way, doing a little bit, taking out a few minutes at a time, 5 or 6 minutes, at each salah time, a person will make one khatam, besides the khatam that is made in Taraweeh. So if a person has more time, a person can read half a para in this way. And like this, a person can make khatam of 2 Quran Sharifs. So we should plan ourselves, and by doing a little bit at a time, it is mentioned in the hadith that the best actions to Allah Ta'ala, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. That the best actions to Allah Ta'ala is not the actions that are done in abundance. The best action is the one which is done consistently, even though it may be a little. So there's no use reading a lot and then a few days you stop and then reading and stop. Instead, read little bit at a time and just constantly. This is the most beloved action to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of what has been said to make amal and make us witness the Mubarak month of Ramadan with good health and afiyat. There will just be an announcement, or two important announcements for the summer.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Two quick announcements. Firstly, the planning or the alterations to the masjid, the planning has gone to the final stages at the moment. We request to us that it's passed here. Once this is passed, we can start with all the demolition and everything else. The other thing is, we say jazakallah to all those that have pledged and donated towards it. There's still an amount that needs to be collected, so we will take opportunity for that and donate and pass the word around. The other is that starting next Wednesday, the 9th of March, there will be a tajweed classes taking place in the masjid after Isha and Salah. It will be 30 minutes only. By our Mufti Ahmed Patel, he will be conducting it, so if people can take advantage. The males will be in the masjid, the ladies can listen by the receiver, channel 25, or the Smart Bilal app, inshallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
جليل القدر رفيع الذكر مطاع الأمر جليل البرهان فقيم الاسم غزير العلم وفي الحلم كثير الغفران جميل الثناء جزيل العطاء مجيب الدعاء ميم الإحسان سريع الحساب شديد العقاب أليم العذاب عزيز السلطان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده ولا شريك له في الخلق والأمر ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله المبعوث إلى الأسود والأحمر المنعوت بشرح الصدر ورفع الذكر وصلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هم خلاصة العرب العرباء وخير الخلائق بعد الأنبياء أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم والبدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين ولا تحب الدنيا فتكونوا من الخاسرين ألا وإن نفسا لن تموت حتى تستكمل رزقها فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب وتوكلوا عليه فإن الله يحب المتوكلين وادعوه فإن ربكم مجيب الداعين واستغفروه يمددكم بأموال وبنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي ساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصي ما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأستقوم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضوان الله تعالى عليهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين الله الله في أصحابه لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ادفع عنا البلاء والوباء اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قال الله تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.